Welcome to Forever Exiled. I'm Justin, aka Tags.
And I'm Tyler, Wrecker of Days.
Episode 239 of Forever Exiled is finally here. We made it.
The one you've all been waiting for.
This is the one. The car giveaway.
Like week five. Almost half the community, if that's playing.
Yeah, that's right.
It's people are shrugging their shoulders at POE2 stuff.
You got us. You got us. So, I mean,
We're here for you.
Big shout out to our patrons. Thank you so much for your support. Xerxes, thank you for joining our Patreon this week and supporting the podcast and everybody else who resubbed up. We love your faces. Patreon gets you access to After Dark. It is the podcast after the podcast where we just talk about more stuff and things. And last week we decided the private league. So private league's coming up.
And it's going to suck balls.
No, it's going to be awesome. We've got the private. If you want to play in our private league, you can hop on our Discord to get the information. It's in the announcement. It starts on May 17th, standard Pacific time, at 9:02 a.m. And it's solo self-found. It's hardcore, but you can play whatever class you want, any ascendancy you want. But
the blessings upon us all.
Tyler stuck us with 40% increased monster life.
If I was allowed to, all you regular listeners would know that I want to do that every league. So no surprise there.
That is. It's a normal conversation in After Dark. And in addition, this private league, there's no rares and no magic items will drop. So
you can thank douchebag Justin for that one.
That was me. It's going to be a good time. So yeah, if you want to play in a private league.
Six people.
Yeah, it's gonna suck, but it's gonna be fun. It'll be a good we'll have a great time together. So it's
we'll have a gay old time.
May 17th, 9:02 a.m. standard Pacific time, whatever time that is for you. It will show in the announcement tabs because we know special codes for Discord. And yeah, hop on there, you can find the information and join up. It's gonna be fun. Get yourself a get yourself a legend status on Discord. Or Uber. That's right. You get a skull.
Perma skull.
Yeah, I don't even have one of those. Never. No,
Justin, come on. You got
it. Not going to happen.
Come on. Hardcore? What? Yeah. No stash? You want a skull? No,
you get a stash.
Sorry, what did I say? No magic or rares. Stash.
Yeah, no magic and no rares. So it's going to be interesting. It'll be, you know, a bit of a crafting one. I'm looking forward to it. It's a fun switch up, but it's not going to be easy. It's going to... my goal is just finish the axe. That's my goal. Do you have one?
My goal is to stay positive. So I'm not a Debbie Downer for the entire positive league.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. That's it. That's my goal. If I die 16 times or not once,
just do it with a smile.
I guess my goal is to remember that it's only 10 days. Just every single time something stupid happens, it's just 10 days. It's just 10 days. Every time I'm forced or not forced, quote unquote, to do the league mechanic.
I should turn my, what's it called? NVIDIA software on or whatever that lets me record so I can record my deaths to share them because I'm sure there's going to be some because I won't be streaming it, but then I can at least share them. How's your week?
I don't know, man.
All right, we kind of skipped stuff. We did POE first. Sorry. Whoops.
No, it's private league. That's private league. No. Because
how was your week?
I had a good week. I mean, it's been nice weather. It's still too cold for. It's still a gardener's hell because it's still getting down to about 2 degrees at night. But it's getting up to 20 degrees on occasion this week, which is nice throughout the day. So that's nice. The weather's good. I mean, I walked the kids to school today in a t-shirt.
Yeah, you did.
So that was awesome. And I got hit on by every single car.
Yeah.
Every single car. Meow, meow,
meow. It's not like because you're walking in the middle of the street.
That's right. It's not because I forgot to do up. Not because my penis was hanging out because I forgot to do up my pants.
No, it's just the sex appeal.
That's right. I just look good in that t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. No, it's things have been really good. The family's healthy and fine. My wife's doing great. Good. Yeah. You know, like there was sad news last week and not like I really don't want to make it just sound like an external thing, but still waiting for the bad news to happen there. So the good news is that she's still plugging along and doing OK. But there's that impending doom, I guess you could say. So
sure.
that's always in the back of people's minds, but my wife's doing a great job at, I don't know, being thoughtful and caring with the time provided to them, along with taking care of herself. I think she's doing a fantastic job with it. And well, because people can do a really poor job with it. You know what I mean?
They
can, like, it sucks. There's not really wrong ways to go about mourning or expecting to mourn, but I guess they're kind of are. Like, you can panic, you can drop all your responsibilities, and who knows what's going to happen when, you know, news hits. So I've been very proud of her for just, you know, she's going through the emotions, she's going through the sadness of everything, but she's still got her priorities straight, her responsibilities straight, you know, being mother, work, that kind of stuff. Like, she's doing really well. So things have been good. It's been an uneventful week. The school's still asking for like $1,000 a week, it seems like, for it's just, field trips, this, and events, this, and
I know,
pack meetings, this, and events, this. It's like, goodness. Like,
I got,
I'm just going to send my kid to boarding school, and then it's just that one fee right up front, and I feel like I'll save money.
Logan messaged me the other day. He's like, did you buy my science workbook? I'm like, I don't know. Did I? If they're telling you I didn't, then maybe I didn't. So I'm like, give me a minute. I'll log into the stupid website and check. Sure enough.
Yeah.
There was a, but it was a weird one. It was, yeah, anyway. But yes, I agree with you.
Starting
now.
Now we're back. And welcome to Forever Exiled, episode 240. I'm Tyler, aka Tags. Oh, what's that?
I don't know, man. My dog is like on crack right now.
Oh, that was your dog spazzing.
She just
all
of a sudden jumped up. That's why I normally
close
the door.
I thought you spilt something off your desk.
Get out.
And then you just like stared at it.
I was like, that's fine.
Yeah, it's like, you knock it over. It's this massive, massive spill. And you're just like, yeah, damn.
Don't interrupt the podcast.
That's right. No, but I just feel like the schools, like, I've had so many notices for this is happening, this is happening. Send your kids to school with this and with this and with this. And we're asking for this and this, that I couldn't even read, like, there's been so much of it that my kids are, one of my kids is going to a thingy at school and it costs $5.
Yep.
But instead of them doing the normal online thing,
that's where you have to bring cash.
There's the permission and then pay online. They're like, no, you sign the permission slip. It and costs $0 on this permission slip. You go through the process. You have to approve the permission slip with your Visa card for $0, but then you send $5 in cash to the kid. Mm-hmm. We've had so many things that I misread all that. I emailed the teachers like, what's going on? The thing's asking for, anyway, doesn't matter. It's fine. Everything's fine. Our public schools apparently very public.
Yep.
Very poor. Hmm. Anyway, fine, whatever. Wait, your week. Did I ask you about your week? No, I didn't. Tell me about your week, man.
My week was, it was really busy, like so much driving, but the weather, I love driving when the weather's like this, but my back does not.
Like, we have a lot of really nice canopy streets too, like where,
and this was like
the
all
trees
across
are
lower
connecting
mainland
from one side to another.
Yeah, above. We do. This wasn't much in our own city. I was driving all across the lower mainland to our other offices, but it was a decent week. I had my meeting with my doctor from my, because I got the MRI report back. I got it back fast. Like,
yeah, you did.
I got it back the weekend after I had the scan. So met with the doctor. I've got a herniated disc and something called disc osteo something complex. It's basically bone spurs that grow where there's trauma or degeneration, and they're compressing my S1 nerve. And then I've got a herniated L4, L5. So I'm meeting with a neurosurgeon that's coming up for figuring out surgery, but I'm also in the process of looking into what my alternatives are if it's going to be too long. You can't do private, you can't see neurosurgeons in Canada apparently anymore privately. The government banned that a while back. Seemed a little weird to me. I guess she said that it was, the idea was to make it more even, like that everybody just goes through the system, which I do understand that. But I also was like, well, but if somebody wanted to pay privately, wouldn't that take them out of the queue to allow other people to get in sooner?
I think
but
it's also doctor demand,
doctors
though,
and right, where they're like, going to go and stuff. So
the temptation for certain doctors to be private just removes them from the,
which is definitely
generic
true
field, and then the wait times become even worse.
It is true, but I also think there's, I'm not sure how many doctors are just going to be like, well, I'll start my own business and then have to build up my own, you know, thing. Like, that's a bit of work to do. So, but anyway, I'm looking at what some of the alternatives are. There's a really good place in San Jose. There's a guy that I know that went through a similar procedure, but he went to Germany, but when I talked to him about costs, I was like, yeah, I can't justify that price. So we'll see. I got to wait to see what the neurosurgeon says, but they've had to change my prescription because like the pain is just, I haven't had this ever before. It's never been like this before. So they started me on some nerve agent pill that takes 2 weeks to ramp up because, yeah, just sucks. But and otherwise, you know, like life is good. It is good. It's just been very frustrating right now, especially now I'm back in the wait. So I got to wait to talk to the neurosurgeon and figure things out from there. But I'm at least glad I'm moving forward. I was saying to Christina, I cannot believe, and I don't know that there's an alternative. I'm sure there's some countries that have figured it out. I can't believe that some people would have to go through what I was going or am going through, wait the 6 to 12 months just to get the MRI and then wait to go the next step. Like that's just, I just find that crazy.
Well,
but I don't know the fix to that, but
I mean, depending, like if it comes as a result of an instance, right? Sometimes you don't have to wait. And for you yourself, in a way, you kind of procrastinated. Like it's gotten a lot worse and now you can't handle the waiting based on the pain. Made it
quite a bit worse.
Right. But yeah. It didn't create a new issue for you. You've been dealing with this since your accident and your probe.
Well, basically. They actually think that the herniation may have been caused from the fall. That the bone spurs that have been on the S1 nerve is what's causing that really bad pain that I've had for years, because that's from degeneration and the spine sort of like trying to protect itself by growing these, whatever these disc osteo something complex things are. But yeah, I'm at least happy to be moving forward and figuring something out.
Yes.
But I'm not a patient person. So, but yeah, it's been good. Christina's been reaching out to her cousins who are doctors in Chile. So they've got some people looking at my MRIs as well, just to give me some advice as to what to do. Cause it's kind of tough. Like I'm not a Google person. Like I like to know, but I'm not going to go onto Google to be like, what should I do? You know, cause I'm going to get too many responses that are like, just lay down and die. Like it's, you know what I mean? Like when you go to Google for medical advice, it gets a little bit scary, but, otherwise the week's been good. I got my lawn aerated.
You did. Okay.
Yeah. So the lawn's been aerated and I'm going to, pretty soon put down that seed that I bought, spread my seed. And,
what are you waiting for? Time or weather?
Honestly, just my back to be at least a little bit more feasible for me to get out there. Cause I want to do a little bit of leveling first and leveling.
Can't your guy hurts. Do it?
I don't know. I never asked him if he could. I don't actually know. It's possible. The hardest part is just, I need to get some, like a little bit of sand so that I can spread it and then just pull it and then seed on top and fertilize. And then it just starts watering.
And what's wrong with your teenager?
Yeah, he could. Yeah, he definitely would. He would help me out.
For what? Like 25 cents? Is that the going rate for chores these days?
No, I let him eat my food and sleep in my house. So that's a lot of money.
Yeah,
that kid eats, man. So yeah, no, it's a good week, but, but I don't have much else. I didn't really do anything. We finished Shogun. That show. Loved it. It was so good. And then we started The Gentleman, which I really like the movie, The Gentleman. I love Guy Ritchie. Like, I just love the way he shoots.
Oh, stuff. You're not allowed to talk to me about Guy Ritchie.
Why? Do you not like
Layered him? Cake?
Oh, did he do Layered Cake?
Wait. You might have to take that out. That might be embarrassing. No, Guy Ritchie didn't do. No. He didn't do that. No.
Okay. I don't know who did Layer Cake.
No, I have to stop talking.
I'm not going to stop talking so that it doesn't take the silence out, so that, you know, people know that Tyler's searching it up. He could have done Layer Cake. I don't know. I just love the way he shoots stuff. Like, he has such cool angles and the way that the storytelling
It must have been. Hang on. It
could have been.
It wasn't.
No.
Directed by Matthew Vaughn. I always thought it was him because of like just the style of movie where it's like, you know, lock, stock and.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The way he did The Gentleman, I liked, and the way he's done this.
And all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I love Guy Ritchie. Show. Sorry.
So good. Yeah. It's really good. The hardest part with it, though, is they all have very heavy British accents. And so sometimes like you got to get into the show a minute to actually start to be able to fully understand all the stuff that some of them are saying with the heavier ones. But I do
subtitles for life, my friend.
Yeah, not for that one. They talk too fast. It worked great in Shogun because it's not like they're talking crazy fast. But yeah, we started watching that. So otherwise, good week.
Nice.
What do we got this week in PoE?
Good.
Not a ton.
No, slow week. GG had like three posts. They're okay. Starting a fan competition, fan art competition. The Affliction microtransactions are now in the store.
Okay.
They added a stash bundle, so you can have your stash and guild stash look affliction-y with that come out when you open it. I think I have
that one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember if it was that from the random mystery box.
Right? Yes. Yeah. And so that one, you can now buy the currency ring if you want that. So it tracks the currency that you have, which I think actually I wanted to look up how much that was. Give me a second. And then there's also the cool entrances to hideouts.
Mm-hmm.
That as a hideout decoration, yeah, yeah. You can put like the delve one and you walk into the door and instead of needing to go to your waypoint or talk to Nico.
So cool.
Hang on. That's a sec. Cool. I'm just going to bring it up in the shop. I want to see how much there. It's 120 points. It's $12 for the pilfering ring.
Then it might go on sale. Those sometimes do, right?
Yeah, it's going on the watch list. That's not worth buying right away.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you can't unequip it. Like it's not a convenient thing at all. It's like you with that because I actually got the pilfering ring. Right? Yeah, I got the pilfering ring by chance with one of my mystery boxes. And
I remember you saying that last week.
Put it on, and then it just has to stay on. You cannot change that MTX. If you change characters, it's not account wide. Like it's just that's it, and it can't.
Yeah, and if you don't do it from the beginning of the league, it's only tracking from the time that you apply the MTX.
Yeah. Yeah. Entrance way hideouts.
Which does make sense because otherwise you could just apply the MTX at the end of the league. Although that being said, if I paid $12 for it, who cares? What difference does it make? If I want to use it at the end of the league just to see like, oh, how much have I picked up?
Right. Use it for a map or whatever. But I don't know. Like it'd be nice if it just like, if it was a little bit more conducive to normal life.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like I get why it's the way that it is, but like it's a normal life person that's buying it. It'd be nice if it just had a little bit more of that. You know, I'm switching characters now. I want to see what I'm getting for the league. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. And then the those league entrance ways are anywhere from $15 to $18 American.
And those will go on sale too. Those are really cool, especially if you're a person that likes to design hideouts. Like, I don't know that I would ever use them, but they look super cool.
Mm-hmm. What is this one? Oh, Sanctum. Never buying that. Bestiary? Maybe. Probably get Delve one day. Oh, and then the Labyrinth one. Oh, I hate Lab.
Use it three times in a league.
Yeah, right. You know what? I'm just going to go back after I've started mapping for fun. All right, cool. So that came out. And then there were two hot fixes and that was it. And they were puny. I mean, they're big, like good hot fixes. They needed to be done, but they were small. There was only like one or two things in each of them. So yeah. Slow week in GGG land. And that's just the way I like it.
We're kind of at the point now where that is going to be kind of the norm, right?
So do you think they're going to actually follow through with a 3-month schedule starting now?
When did this league start?
I'll bring it up, but it was 5 weeks ago, I think.
Was it?
I think so. I think we're starting our private league week 7. Wait for it.
How can you even find that?
I always go on the wiki because Path of Exile's website, can't find anything on it. So I go on the wiki. Necropolis League was March 29.
Hmm. So that would be a release in July, or end of June.
Today is the 5th. We are the 5th week now, the 5th Friday.
And we're back. Sorry about that. That was a 12-minute break. I got a phone call from my spine place. And well, it was the spine place I reached out to in San Jose.
Oh, that's cool.
So yeah, I'm sending them off some stuff. Anyway, I apologize for that. Where were we? I don't even remember. PoE, right? Path of Exile. It's a video game we play, you know.
Whatever, man. So, what were we talking about? No, you're good. You're good. You're good. It wasn't a busy week in Path of Exile at all, but that's fine. Oh, yeah, we were talking about leagues and we're week 5.
Oh, right. So that would be early July if they stuck with the 3 months. It
would be June 21st would be the 3-month mark.
I mean, I guess it depends on where they're, what their plan is for the next league. Did they actually say that they were going to or that, like, I'm trying to remember where the 3 months.
I don't know. Like you would think that with 3 or 4 month schedules, it would be a little bit more like there, sure, but it seemed like they thought they'd only done a couple. This is a comment, like, and my memory could be screwing me up, but when they first said that and that they were sticking with a 3-month schedule, it made it seem like they thought they'd only done like one or two leagues with 4 months between.
Oh, yeah.
When it's been like a year and a half.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, it was kind of funny. Like, I actually listened to the Josh Hayes interview this week.
Okay.
Normally with YouTube stuff, I like to watch it because I enjoy seeing the extra character interactions, personal interactions as well.
Those NPCs.
And they seem to get along well. Jonathan was laughing a lot, so it was nice. But I listened to it more of as a podcast this week. I'd finished catching up on all my podcasts. I'm like, man, I'm still kind of got the itch. So I put on the Josh Hayes one, and he asked Jonathan how many interviews for Path of Exile 2 he'd done. And Jonathan said like 3, 4, 5, maybe.
100.
And I laughed because, yeah, right. You're like, I'm like, you're getting close to like 4 digits here. Like, it's a big, like, there's a lot of interviews that he's done, and he only said like 3 or 4. And now, not like, I just think the difference in what's actually been, or maybe there's them. Like times where he's just been interviewed and it ended up being about Path of Exile in his mind.
Sure.
Path of Exile 2. Who knows? But either way, it was a very, very different number for me. So I kind of giggled at that. So maybe that's kind of the same mentality.
Did you feel like their interview was different than some of the other ones that have been out there? Like, questioning wise, or was it?
Josh, I didn't listen to hear what Josh had to say. I listened to hear what Jonathan had to say. And he's just the type of, maybe that's just the kind of person that he is. But half of it was Josh talking, like giving examples about what Jonathan was saying, even though Jonathan already said it, type of thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it was fine. There was a couple things that we were learning in there. One thing that was kind of surprising to me was when Jonathan was saying, like, he plays a lot of different games and feeds and gets a lot of ideas from different games. And he's played lots of Elden Ring, it sounds like, as many people have. And he never noticed once that there were damage numbers on the health bar in Elden Ring.
When we brought it up, I didn't actually either. I couldn't remember that.
Right. But that's surprising to me because it's also in every single Dark Souls game. Like, it's not a new thing that they added to Elden Ring.
For some reason, I forget. Right.
Right. And so he never realized that those numbers were there after all that time playing. And so it was once one of his teammates at GGG said, why don't we do damage numbers on the boss health bar like in Elden Ring? And he's like, there's damage numbers in Elden Ring?
You lie.
And so he's like, that's perfect. Let's do it. And so, like, that's going in just because it suits. Like, it, like, the only kind of damage numbers he could picture were the kind of bubble numbers that I've referred to in the past.
I love bubble numbers.
Yeah. That, but
just
that's,
that word is so funny.
Well, that's the official term. Mm-hmm. All you nerds got it wrong. It's actually bubble numbers. Mm-hmm. So anyway, no, but like, so there was that, but there really wasn't anything else to glean from it. Like, some of the questions were redundant. Like, hey, Jonathan, is WASD officially a thing? Well, obviously it is. That's the only thing that they've been able to talk about since they introduced Dodge Roll.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, it's good. Like, I don't mind listening to it. I'm a nerd and I'm a fan, so I enjoy hearing it. But you know, I'll listen to it 2 or 3 weeks after the fact now, because it's just, who knows if it's going to stay
another
or not,
one
right?
Too.
He did one with Subtractum. I haven't heard it yet. And there were two other people that were on it as well. So, yeah. So anyway, but that was a fun listen. But I would just brought that up because of, like, well, we've only had a couple leagues of 4 months. So,
yeah, but it'll be interesting to see what they do. I don't think they go 3.
I think they have to.
I don't. Yeah. Why?
Like, the money. I think they have to.
I don't.
They're spending so much more money now than they normally would.
Well, yeah, like, but
because yes, you have your employees, but it's not just GGG that makes this game. Like, remember when they were talking through COVID about how a tiny bit of work could still be done on Path of Exile because COVID restrictions were different in some of the other countries around the world, and or COVID stopped production when New Zealand could still work because other countries were shut down. And it's because they're outsourcing different aspects of the game, right? Like, not the entire game is not being made just at that one studio in New Zealand. They're outsourcing and doing all these different things. So,
do you hear that?
Yeah.
I don't know. My computer fans are just like, full speed.
I have no idea why. I'm going to speed it up. I don't remember why I brought that up, though, that other people are working on.
Well, just the three, whether they go 3 or 4 months.
Oh, right. Well, so what I'm saying is Path of Exile 2, because they're outsourcing this work, like my assumption is for the normal leagues for Path of Exile, when you're not making another game, that's all made in-house. That's all made within that one studio.
Yeah.
Right? So Path of Exile 2 is costing them a lot more money, not just because of all the extra employees they have, which hopefully they retain once Path of Exile 2 is actually out, but there's all that extra money being spent on outsourcing the different aspects of the game that they're not doing in-house. So I think they need to get back to 3 months. I mean, I don't know their budget. I don't know what their income is. I don't know any of that, but I would just assume that it would be much more comfortable to stick to 3 months the best they can.
Yeah, but how do you get back to that? Like, I don't know. They've just been doing it this way for so long.
Yeah. Well, we could always ask Mark one day when he actually became the official director for Path of Exile 1, because maybe he just buckled down and gets it done, right? Mm-hmm. If that's within his choice, within his thing, right? Like, they've definitely seemed to have restructured a tiny bit, and things like Jonathan is purely Path of Exile 2. We discovered that maybe half a year ago, but he's been purely Path of Exile 2 for like 2 years, whereas then all of a sudden Mark is there. So Chris has this overarching view. So, you know, things are different. Maybe it becomes that more consistent. Who knows?
I guess we'll see as we get closer to June.
Yeah.
Because that means if they were going to stick with the 3 months, we would hear something by first week of June, roughly.
I hope they give a small announcement once June hits, because that was when beta was supposed to start. Mm-hmm. So I hope around when beta was supposed to start, they come out with a small announcement saying, hey, we're still working hard. Even if they don't have a date, you know, we know this was when it was supposed to happen. It'd be nice if they have like another expected date, but who knows? I don't know, man. Hey, man, people get excited for, I don't like the games, but people absolutely love the Grand Theft Auto games. And every single person on this planet knows that when Rockstar puts out a release date, it means nothing. Mm-hmm. And then they'll delay it, and then they have that second release date. No, it's not. It's not a good reputation. But then the second release date, people like, no, we know it's not real. It's going to be your third release date that we can take seriously. And, you know, people still love the game. I made a post this week.
Where?
On all three. On the Path of Exile. I always do it on the Path of Exile website because I personally want that to be their main method of communication. Sure. But then I posted it on Reddit because it was a Path of Exile 1 suggestion. And the reason I post on Reddit is because I think that's what they read. That's where you get the interaction. That's where you get the inclination that they actually notice the stuff. But then I also posted on Path of Exile 2 because I don't care about, like, I even said in my Path of Exile, on the Path of Exile 2 Reddit, when I posted, I'm like, I posted this on the Path of Exile 1 Reddit, but I don't care about Path of Exile 1 at all anymore. As soon as Path of Exile 2 comes out, it's POE 2 or bust. So I'm just posting this here for consideration. So hopefully this kind of stuff doesn't show up in POE 2.
So and, what was it?
Oh, yeah, I didn't tell you what it was. You know the Lightning Storm mod that enemies have?
Lightning Storm, which one
it's
is
basically,
that?
It's just the one where it's just lightning strikes from the sky, and it just invades the entire screen. That was it. My feedback was enemy skills like Lightning Storm are way too visually invasive. And I went on to say a couple things like unless you're completely clearing the screen with every single click you make.
Yeah.
It's not a one-on-one battle. There's 50 enemies on the screen. And what am I supposed to do about this? Like, this lightning storm makes it so that I can't see. Right. It's like, I can't see what's actually happening.
Was
there's
your
so many other
kill faster. Was your response?
Well, actually, so I had a lot of not necessarily positive feedback, but 95% of the people that responded completely agreed. Like, it's way too visually invasive to fix the issue. I'm not actually having fun. I'm trying to find a needle in a haystack, like this one enemy. And there's nothing, like, you know how with like the ice wall mod, there's like a small ice wall that's like an aura kind of around the actual enemy.
Yeah.
You still can't see it because there's 50 enemies on the screen, but there's actually something there. There's nothing for Lightning Storm. So you're just like waiting for the mobs to die at some point, and then all of a sudden Lightning Storm disappears. And it's actually kind of the same with the new like corpse explosions. It's just like very visually invasive. So anyway, I just wrote a thing about it's way too invasive. It doesn't improve the fun per hour at all. Like, there's not even a reason to have it in the game, so may as well get rid of it. But if you have to have it in the game, you got to make a way for it to not dominate the screen. Like, I still need to be able to see what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
But you also might want to put on some seizure warnings at the beginning of the game if you're going to insist on this stuff, because like, they could get sued so easily for having crap like that in the game. Like, it's kind of like, video games have to do it. How many video games have you loaded up and they have that small scroll screen where it's like, you know, be aware, a lot of flashy lights,
photo sensitive or something,
right? Mm-hmm. I can't believe GGG doesn't have that on PoE. So I did that, but yes, there was one douchebag who was like, who rephrased my entire post into something along the lines of, my build is so bad, enemies stay on the screen too long.
Right.
And then someone else is like, yeah, you know that your complaints.
Literally the whole point of PoE 2. Right? Like, that is their focus, is to make the enemies be on the screen for longer in PoE 2. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What were you saying? Somebody said,
no, it's good. And then somebody else responded and agreed with them, being like, yep, you know your build's not good enough if you're not clearing the screen quick enough. But that's not the point, right?
No, like, it's not.
It's not like, to make a recommendation for the game, you have to have a character with finalized gear. Like, it's, that just doesn't make any sense. So there's always those ball sacks out there. Yeah, I know. But you know, it's kind of funny, because even in the Josh Hayes interview with Jonathan was saying he was a Redditor before he got into game design. And that just means like, he was very frequent on Reddit. He didn't like, you know. Anyway, but like, he was very frequently on Reddit, and that's part of the reason why the Path of Exile community is so involved with Reddit, because he was just constantly, at the beginning, he was just so involved with Reddit and talking on Reddit, and that's where he would reply. He would naturally be there just on his own time after work. You know what I mean?
Well, that's how I met. It wasn't through Reddit, but it was just on their own time. That's how I met Mark. Cool. It was just him watching Twitch, and it was back when I was cheesing multiple characters, taking advantage of when you could multi-box and taking advantage of the drop rates and stuff. And just in his own time, he popped onto the stream at the time. And then, man, this is a long time ago, because then he hopped on our Mumble, which was a like version of Discord type thing back in the day, and chatted for about half an hour. But yeah, they used to do that a lot. I mean, I think Mark still does, but I see Mark online all the time. I can't believe how much he actually still plays the game.
I think that's really cool.
It is really cool, but it's crazy.
I really hope he enjoys it. Like, it sounds like, well, I don't know him, but when he talks, it sounds like he actually enjoys the game that he works on, which is always so very common.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I made that post, and I just hope that kind of stuff is, because, you know, it's currently okay, quote unquote, from GGG land to have that in PoE 1. I hope. The reason I post them PoE 2 is like, I don't feel like that's okay. Like, I hope that's something that you notice is pretty absurd. So please don't have something like that in your sequel. But because it's in PoE 1, I don't know, you know, and it's like, it's just my opinion. Remember, like, that's the whole point. So, so there's that.
Did you play this week?
I did. I've actually played quite a bit. I've also played quite a bit of Age of Empires as well. I'm trying to fine tune the Malians. But yeah, no, fun. I played. So
what do you
finished...
play when you play Age of Empires? Do you play like just against the AI, or what do you do? What do you turn on?
Yeah. Okay. But just on hard. I don't go on hardest or the crazy or anything ones, like that. Well, I don't mind hardest. It's just that when I'm trying something out, leave me alone. Mm-hmm. Right. It's when I'm trying to get faster, then I'll put it on like ridiculous or something like that. So then I'm like, oh, shoot, it's 7 minutes and they're already attacking.
This is what speed they go at. Right? Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But otherwise, I'm just at hard or hardest. And I'm just trying to like min max.
Are you trying different maps progression or are you... system?
No. I'm just, we only do two maps, right? We do Turtle Ridge and Mountain Pass. And so
that's cool.
Like, there's no other reason for me to do it. I actually thought just the other day, I loaded up PoE instead, but I'm like, I should load up Age of Empires and do a random map. See what happens. But then I'm like,
you're going to be on islands.
Right. That's exactly what I'm like. Islands. No, I hate the micromanagement of putting my units in a boat and then sending them over the water and then click and garrisoning them. I'm like, no, not going to happen. Especially because the computer can just do it. So bloop, 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 and I'm dead.
Mm-hmm.
So last week I mentioned that Sid and Theta were heavily supporting and emphasizing the idea of overleech.
Mm-hmm. Instant leech.
Or instant leech, sorry, with minion leech, and then having that 10% of leech from the leech mastery. 10% of leech is given to you instantly. Mm-hmm. But then I forget if I mentioned this last week or not, but Sid was also talking about overleech with petrified blood. He's like, Tyler, I remember you mentioning a long time ago that you liked petrified blood. I'm like, yeah, I still love it. It's just not in my build. And he's like, well, you know, like, you're probably not familiar with leech because you're always minions and now it's here. But like, here's how overleech works. And that was before this conversation. Like, it was kind of like they were separate conversations, but then I remembered about it. And so then I added petrified blood back into my build. And it's interesting because petrified blood. So, oh man. You know how overleech works with petrified blood?
Specifically, no.
So I'll dumb it down just for myself too, because it took me actually quite a long time to figure out what they were referring to.
Mm-hmm.
So petrified blood, basically you can only have half life, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you use a health flask, you can have more, but then every single expenditure of mana you have it costs a tiny bit of life as well. And that's to, you know, encourage you or bring you back to low life again, 50% life. Overleech is basically having your life flask. Now we're talking leech. Now I'm simplifying it, right? So overleech is like the same thing as hitting a life flask almost, right? Your life flask. You know when you like hit your life flask, but you're taking damage, you can see like that faded version of life, the background version of life going up. And then there's your real version, your real health that moves mm-hmm. up, and it's the thicker red. And then if you take damage while you're using your life flask, you can see like that faded background version take the damage first, right? So that's what leech does with petrified blood. So even though petrified blood says you can't raise your life above half life unless you use a life flask, overleech, did that go through the it did, sorry about that.
What?
Just a sound from my computer. I forgot to turn it into my headset. Overleech is basically the same thing. The leech goes, because it's not actually health you're gaining, like your actual health doesn't go past half, but the leech you gain goes past half, like you were using a flask. And so all the damage you take, it actually takes from that damage first before it starts hitting your legit life that's at 50%.
Hmm.
And so that was kind of fun, because now I'm playing around. Now, I want to see how consistent that damage mitigation is. So I've kind of changed my build up a little bit. Instead of using bone offering, I'm using flesh offering. I've removed, I use it all the time and I never remember, Mistress of Sacrifice, and I've added Commander of Darkness instead. So then I have like very little block chance. I only have the 25% from the shield, and I have 25% from Tempest shield, so that I'm immune to shock. And so it's a small value that I'm kind of considering insignificant. And I want to see what the damage mitigation is as I'm going through the game and see how consistent it is and how valuable it actually is. So it's been a lot of fun to go through that. I've been playing around a lot with Petrified Blood. I got rid of, normally I have both Clarity and Vitality reserved. That's about 1,000 life, about 900 life.
With Arrogance, yeah.
Yep, with Arrogance. I got rid of Vitality so that I have that extra life, and I want to see what that's like, because life regen only works for the bottom half of your life, mm-hmm. right? So now I'm only reserving Clarity with life. And so anyway, I'm playing around with it. I want to see what it's like, and then I'm going to go back and add the extra 25% block chance to my build again and see what it is. So, yeah, it's good. So I've been enjoying it. I've been playing around a lot with Petrified Blood and Leech. But the reason it took so long for me to click was, yes, I've heard about what Overleech is for forever. I mean, ever since the Pathfinder got revamped, people have been using Petrified Blood with Overleech like crazy with all the life flask perks and flask perks that the Pathfinder gets. But for some reason, in my head, when it came to me actually using it, leech wouldn't go past 50%.
I didn't know it
just,
did either.
That's just how my head worked with how Petrified Blood's wording was. It just, like, it basically tries to make you think you cannot get past 50% life without a health flask. So whether people were, no matter what terms people were using, to me, it was like, nope, that stops at 50% unless I clicked my life flask button. So yeah, so it's been kind of fun to play with, and
So you actually see it going above the 50% as the minions are leeching life?
Not the thick life, right? I don't know how to word it, right?
Because there's a darker red, and a lighter red. But you see that lighter red going
all the way to the top.
Oh, interesting.
All the way to the top, and it's like up, down, up, down, up, down, down, full, 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 up, down, up, down, 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 down. And yeah, it's pretty neat. And so I think people can correct me if I'm wrong. I think that's the same thing as healing. Like I don't like, so let's say my leech has me at quote unquote full life. I think that's the same thing as hitting a life flask and having my life flask all the way at the top.
What would that mean?
If I want to make sure that I have the most life, like, so let's say I'm planning to take a big hit, right? Let's say I'm, Baron and he's going to do his little smash or whatever, right? And I just feel like standing there. So I'm going to top up. I think hitting my life flask and having my life flask all the way at the top of my life bar, past 50%, like way at the top, is the same thing as having my health at 50%.
Oh, I see what you're
having
saying.
Overleech.
Over at maxed. The top, yeah.
I think it's the same thing. As far as the damage that I take, it seems like it. So, so it's actually been working really well. And so then with that, I've been actually really enjoying the mastery options. And then it's become so casual to play that I'm now only playing with my left hand on my controller. I only bring up my right hand to hit A to pick stuff up, right? Because I got the minor mastery where every 3 seconds you get some charges if you haven't used a life flask recently. And so then I'll have I'll have something like a quicksilver flask, a quartz flask, and an amethyst flask all to be used when I use a life flask. Then I'll have 2 life flasks just to make sure that I can use them. And then those 3 utility flasks, they're always gaining charges because I'm getting 3 charges every time I get hit. It's been a ton of fun.
Have them trigger when you use a health instead of just when they're full?
I don't know because my minions have meat shields, so they taunt. And so there are some times where I'm not getting hit. It's not often because I have meat shields, so I am intentionally being close to the fight.
But they still gain charges when your minions are killing stuff.
Yes, but I think about the longer battles. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, it's there. And then I find they're more consistent when, I don't know, maybe I'll give it a shot. Maybe I'll test one.
Like there's another option where you can have it where it uses it at the end of its duration, which is a good use to always maximize the use and make sure you're gaining enough charges. My only problem with that one is you have to hit it the first time. I like where I don't have to do anything. So using it when it's on full means that it's always going to trigger itself all the time.
It only does that in combat, right? It doesn't do it in your hideout or anything, right?
Right. It doesn't even do it if you're like running through the map and there's no mobs, right? It only does it once you enter combat. But that way because it's the laziest way to do it.
Yeah.
I don't have to do anything else.
Hmm.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad that you're playing around with stuff. That's fun.
Yeah, I've been stuck in Delve. Like, you know how I like the completion stuff on the Atlas Passive Tree? Like, just everything that was like, when you defeat a map boss, increase your chance of this or that. Like, I love all that stuff, whether it's, a craft on the map or anything like on the Atlas. Sorry, on the map device, anything like that. I like it. So, of course, I have the Jun one where I get a tiny bit of intelligence towards the end. What are they called? To the safe houses. And then I also get 500-ish sulfite for every red map that I do too, right? Or Azurite, whatever it's called. I don't know. Remember which one it is. But when you have like a completely full cart, you know what I mean? You're getting like 60,000. You store up to 60,000 sulfite or Azurite, whatever it is. You're in Delve for a long time. Like I'm only playing for like last night. I wanted to play until I was way too tired. And I barely made it past an hour. So the last like 3 weeks I've been in Delve. I haven't even done a map.
Just trying to get rid of the 60,000.
Well, yeah, but it's just so much. And like, I don't mind Delve, but I want to map.
But you don't have to Delve. You can just leave it at the 60,000. Well, but
then it's just a waste, right? So like, I'm kind of like, okay, well, do I actually want to have this like extra little section where I'm constantly getting the Delve sulfite at the end of every map? I think it's fun. But like then all of a sudden, like my Delve's full. And how do I feel when my Delve's just full?
Take do those I want couple points to? Out.
Yeah, but then I'm not getting everything that I could get when I complete a map.
That's true.
So that's what I go through in Path of Exile. The lightning skills and then the stress of the Atlas Passive Tree. Do I want to do what I want or do I want to do what I want?
Yeah, I think they're very different things. I get it.
Yeah.
Want the longer one for sure.
Anyway, I didn't mean to talk the whole time, but
that's good. I'm like not even seeing straight right now. So
drugs?
I'm not sure. I'm just something's up.
Well, drugs, I also finished pain, my inventory. Sure. Every single item.
You were doing standard,
standard,
right?
Every single item is organized and wow. either being for sale or vendored. It's all done. Do you want to hear how I organized it?
Well, I mean, if that's something you want to tell us about, then sure. I'm just going to just guess that you organized it by stash tabs.
Wow, that was great. No, I'm not going to bore you with it, but I did finish that. And that was actually really exciting.
So in standard, do you actually have none of the remove only tabs?
Correct. I have no remove only tabs
Holy
in standard.
Holy crap.
No, not PC. Not PC.
Still.
Actually, until 2 leagues ago, that was also the case in
PC. Well, you don't play League on console, though. So, yeah, that makes sense, right? Man, I can't even imagine going into my standard. It would just make me sick.
It's so good. Well, yeah, I mean, there's
so many remove only tabs. It's insane.
Yeah, you would have to do something like if you were actually going to start playing in standard on your own at some point, just for and you were going to do it on a regular basis for whatever the reason was, you would do like one standard tab a day.
No, they need to make an option to just amalgamate all my same similar types of stash tabs. Why do I need to have 17 different currency stash tabs? Just let me hit a button to join them all into one single one.
I like it.
It would make it way easier.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I don't think they give the ability to just delete a stash tab. You have to remove the stuff to get rid of the stash tab. Because I have dumb tabs every single league.
Sure, that would actually be pretty cool.
Just hit
Are you
button.
Sure you yeah, actually
give me
a, want
give me
to
a
delete?
Confirmation. That's right.
Okay, next pop up. Are you super
really sure?
Are you like totally?
Yeah.
Completely?
Okay.
Because what you're about to do is watch, but then they have all those warnings. But in none of those, don't you hate it when it's like there's a warning that comes up, whether it's on Windows or in a game, and it's like, are you sure you want to do this? But it doesn't tell you what it is. You know what I mean? There was one thing in Path of Exile that it does well on console is, are you sure you want to delete this character? But it says the character name. But I can't tell you how many times in life you come across something on the screen. It's like, are you sure you want to do this? And you're like, well, I do want to double check. Well, no, it's not like you forget, but it's like, I want to double check. That's what the whole reason for the pop-up is. But it doesn't tell you what you're double checking.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'll listen to the Subtractum interview this week.
It was a group of them, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm. That's cool. I assume that was a PoE2 related conversation.
Probably.
Yep. Cool. All right. Well, I got to cut this short. Something's up with me. So Private League starts May 17th. Hop on our Discord if you want to play. It's going to be fun. It's going to be an experience. It's going to be a good time. We're going to
we will hang out together. That's what
right.
we will do.
Yeah. It'll be a fun fellowship of friends. And that's about it. Let's wrap this up. Forever XL 239. I'm Justin AK Tags.
And I'm Tyler Ricker of Days.
Patrons, we'll see you in After Dark. Everybody else, we'll see you next week in 240. God. If you're looking for more information, you can find down below. We get a website, foreverxl.com. We're on Twitter, foreverxl82. We have a very fun Discord. Pop in there and say hi, and also join the private league from there. And patrons, other ways support the podcast, you'll also find them down below, as well as on the website. Have a great week.
Bye. Thanks for listening.